Now turning our attention to Syria, which is witnessing yet another deadly day. Foreign-backed insurgents have fired mortars, killing several people across the country. A child and a woman were killed when a barrage of shells hit Al-Nahra neighborhood in the northwestern city of Idlib. Nearly two dozen others, among them women and children, were injured as the shells landed near a public park. Similar attacks on the capital, Damascus, have killed a young girl and left nearly two dozen civilians injured. Great material damage has also been caused. Well, let's cross over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, good to have you with us. Please fill us in on the latest. This has been a very tough day, again, as these barrages of attacks have taken place. Please give us the latest that you have.
Yes, Marzia, it is not only today that foreign-backed militants attacked civilian and safe zones across the country with mortar shells. It was actually today, yesterday, and the day before that the militants increased their mortar attacks at residential areas, particularly in Damascus and its countryside. Just today in the morning, foreign-backed militants fired a couple of mortar shells that hit Beirut Street in the capital, Damascus, killing a child and injuring over 20 others, because one of those mortar shells fell on a bus inside the capital of public transportation. There were large numbers of people inside this bus, and this is why over 20 were injured. Also in Idlib, mortar attacks also killed a woman and a young child and injured also several others and damaged completely one of the residential houses in that area. Of course, Marzia, as I told you, just in the past couple of 2 days, more than 60 mortar shells fell in one single day on Jaramana, for example, in Damascus countryside. Now, if we look at the reasons why those militants increased their attacks, we see that it is because they are being defeated in various parts of the country by the Syrian army. Now, what those militants usually do since the beginning of the unrest, every time the Syrian army achieves a victory in an area against them, defeats the militants in parts of Damascus or in other city, they increase their attacks at civilians because they're desperate, they cannot face the Syrian army, particularly in the areas they're defeated, so they find the only way and solution for them is to respond by firing mortars at civilian areas in order to create instability inside the country. However, we have to know that the Syrian army has also made several advances across Damascus and its countryside in the past couple of 2 days, particularly Damascus' northern countryside. Just today, the Syrian army was able to regain control of some strategic mountains overlooking Rankus Valley, where militants are still present. However, they are being defeated. Since 1 month, the Syrian army started a military offensive, as you know, over there. And also yesterday in eastern Al-Ghouta, east of Damascus, in Al-Mleha particularly, there were several important advancements for the Syrian army. And we are expecting that the Syrian army will regain control of Al-Mleha very soon. This would be a very important victory and one of the first battles close to the capital in eastern Al-Ghouta. So this is why, Marzia, we see an increase of mortar attacks by the militants on Damascus and other cities.
And real quick, Muhammad Ali, when this happened, as the military continues to get more and more victory, and of course it appears that these insurgents will attack, as you said, more and more civilian areas, are there extra warnings given to those residents in Damascus about going out? Or is there a difference on these days than the other days? How is it for the people there on the ground in Damascus?
Marzia, since the beginning of the unrest, foreign-backed militants have been targeting, as you know, residential areas in Damascus, especially areas that are close to quarters that the militants are positioned in. So we can say that the civilians, the residents, especially residents of Damascus, are more or less used to such attacks. They don't care anymore. They're living their normal lives. They're going to their work. The children are going to their schools. However, they try to not go on the streets very much at the time that the militants start attacking. Because, for example, today they attacked with the first mortar in the morning, and then in the next hour, several other mortars started falling. So they have to be aware of such attacks. However, they know the situation. They know that those militants will fire mortars every time the Syrian army carries out advancements, but they're confident that at the end of the day, the Syrian army hopefully will be able to eliminate those armed men across Damascus. And when that happens, no more mortars will fall on the capital. But at the end of the day, the Syrians have been living during this unrest for over 3 years. They know what's going to happen. They know that militants will fire mortars at residential areas, but they are determined to live their normal life despite all the challenges.
Thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. Press Vs correspondent Mohammed Ali.